Secrets beget doubts, suspicions, and paranoia. Which of these statements is true regarding you and your spouse? Number 1. I am always honest with my spouse. Number 2. I tell them everything. Number 3. I sometimes leave things out that are not important or that might trouble them. Number 4. They really do not need to know everything. Number 5. A little mystery is good for a relationship. If you are like many spouses, your first instinct is to say that numbers 1 and 2 best describe you. But if you dig a little deeper into your honesty pail, my hunch is that many of you will also end up saying that the other 3 choices apply at times, and that nothing is wrong with that fact. We all tend to want to keep some facets of our past and present life a secret from our loved one. Sometimes it is because we truly do not want them to worry needlessly about something that truly has little, if anything, directly to do with them. An example of this might be a tiff that you had with a coworker, or that you substituted one brand of pasta sauce for another. Fairly benign pieces of information. But what if the secret is that you had taken a longer lunch than you should have, and the boss found out, and suspended you for a day? Do you tell your partner the truth, or do you say that there is a temporary layoff situation, a furlough day, if you will? Perhaps you overspent the week's food budget, but you figure that you can hold off on paying a bill until the next payday when you can juggle the funds. Yet if the company owed money leaves a message about the overdue bill and your spouse hears it, what should they think? What if you are busy planning a surprise party, and there are numerous calls and text messages coming through, and your spouse wants to know who is calling, and you pretend about who is on the other end of the phone? Think that your wife or husband will become suspicious, or wonder whether or not there might be an affair going on? Perhaps you went to the doctor's office, had a test done, and cancer is suspected. Should you tell your spouse, or wait until there is a definitive result from the biopsy? And if they know something is wrong with you and you deny it, don't you believe that they will suspect the worst? You might be caught sexually, or not wish for them to be the sexual initiator, all because of a past sexual abuse. If you do not tell your spouse, then their imaginations will understandably wander. They could believe that you do not desire them, or that you do not desire sex as opposed to having fears or concerns involving the abuse. Or, now I'm not saying that you should tell your loved one absolutely everything that goes on, especially in real time. There are circumstances where discretion and timing are important. That said, realize that spouses tend to know us better than we imagine, whether or not they express their suspicions, doubts, or whatever right away. They can tell most times when something is up, and human nature being what it is, folks tend to suspect the worst. And until they know otherwise, or precisely what is in fact going on, they are apt to behave differently towards you. And depending upon the secret, they might become quite angry, and with some justification. Only you can determine what should be known to your spouse and when. I simply advise you to be very careful in your decisions, because if and when your partner decides that you are simply being deceitful, it becomes extremely difficult for the trust to be rebuilt, and for life to revert to your previous level of normalcy. Enough said.